Hello, hello, bonjour.
Bonjour.
You are listening to La Bonheur with Valley here on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And I have a very important guest in the studio with me today. Who is it?
Spank Williams.
Spank Williams.
So important. Dude.
So important. Welcome. I'm so excited to have you. I'm so glad I caught you on time.
Yeah, no, I got nine more days here.
Nine more days.
Really
trippy.
Is it
a real 9 more days?
It's an actual nine more days.
Okay.
That was because I planned this terribly.
That's okay.
But actually, like, I've been renting the same place for 3 years, and I was like taking the posters down and stuff. I'm like, this is so weird. Yeah, trippy.
It is trippy.
Actually, 9 more days.
I'm excited for you. I'm really excited.
Should be
for
fun,
you.
Man.
Montreal, great place.
Beautiful, yeah.
Great place.
Gorgeous. I love it.
What made you choose to?
I'm super wooey. I believe in God and stuff. And I thought I was just getting a bunch of signals because I got offered a gig in Montreal, a gig at the Horseshoe in Toronto, and then house show in New York, all in the span of a week. And I couldn't do it because I couldn't afford to fly out there. And then these people hit me up and they're like, "Hey, we are studying at McGill and we learnt your whole live record." So I was like, so they're like, "Yeah, if you're ever in town, we'll play for you." I'm like, "Okay, this is a sign."
That's so cute.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Just like people you don't know.
Don't know.
That's so sweet.
Isn't that crazy?
I love that.
I know, me too. I was like, "Okay, this has got to be a sign."
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's a sign.
Me too.
I think that's a sign.
But it took me a bit. It took me about a year later, but now I'm going out there, yeah.
That's, you know, baby steps.
Baby steps.
Especially like moving somewhere new can be so daunting.
Dude, yeah.
So it's
new feeling.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
I'm so excited to see what's to come.
Me too. I'm excited. I'm learning my French. I'm not that good, but I'm learning, yeah.
On peut parler en français aussi.
Mon français est très mal, mais j'ai étudié français pour 20 minutes chaque matin.
Ok. Oui. C'est très bien.
You're gonna be fluent.
Next time you're in Vancouver, you'll come back, full interview in French.
Yeah, I'd love that, dude.
I'm expecting it.
I promise.
I'm putting it in my diary.
Put it in, dude.
Spank Williams reunion French interview. Let's go. I thought we could start out with a couple funner questions.
Hell
just
yeah.
Just to get the ball rolling. Number one is a little bit of a... It's a little bit of a selfish question, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm all about it.
Look, I came to your show last week, was it?
Yeah, at the Hollywood?
Yeah, at the Hollywood.
That was a fun one.
It was so
fun. I got very
fun.
Drunk on stage.
It was great. Honestly, probably, I'm trying to think about it right now, like, top, like, 1 to 2 shows that I've been to post, like, so long.
Thank you.
Like, I can't, like, I,
I
had
really
so much fun.
The energy was so love, you know what I mean?
So love.
Yeah.
And I feel like your audience interactions are so great.
It's so nice. It makes you so happy.
It's nice.
We are the nicest fans. For real. There
agree.
Was kids there, too. The kids were really cute.
Yeah.
I was, like, taking pictures of them. They were really sweet. They're like, "We have a band called Snakebite. We want to open up for you." Yeah, it's like, you totally can.
Okay, so next time you're in town,
Snakebite
opens for our French interview.
Oh, yeah, calm down, dude. Yeah, totally. We'll get them in here, dude. All-girl punk band. I think
I'm
they're
excited
like
about
10 or something. Yeah, they rip.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that. But the main thing that happened to me going to that show was that my roommates were, like, kind of directing me on my outfit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think they made some wrong decisions. They were, like, cowboy boots, too much.
Too much.
I was like... Okay.
Too much price-wise or too loud?
No, too much. I've got them.
Uh-huh.
I got them.
Okay, yeah.
They were like, you're doing too much.
Oh.
You know? Cowboy hat, too much.
Uh-huh.
So I went, I was basically...
Jeans and a t-shirt?
I was wearing a skirt,
That's
so
cute.
Like cowboy-esque.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt very, you know, I felt like I wasn't doing enough.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to a country show on Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is it?
It's a mix and match. It's at the Heatley.
Oh, that's a great place.
Heatley, yeah. It's a band called Riverbug.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know them.
And then a guy called Calcutta Cowboy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Arkin, yeah.
Yeah, Arkin. Wait, when's that? I wanted to see Arkin on the...
It's Wednesday night.
Not tomorrow, is it?
Tomorrow.
Okay, well, fuck. Ooh, sorry. Heck good. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, what was that?
Heck yeah, dude. What?
Yeah, you should. I'll send you the.
Wait, it's going on, though? I'm worried it might have got.
So it was at Gray Lab.
Now it's going to go to the Heatley.
Uh-oh, Gray Lab.
Yeah.
And now it's at the Heatley.
This is stupendous news for me. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Go full sand, dude.
So that's what I saw. This is my tester outfit right now.
This is a great outfit. Thank you. You got boots?
So I got.
Yeah, those are so cute. Yeah,
I don't want to brag because I know that you've done labor before.
Done a lot of labor. Those look like you can actually kind of work on them a bit.
They're CSA-approved steel-toed boots.
I didn't know they made those labor
they do.
Boots.
You know where I bought them?
Those are steel toes. Where? Steel-toed. Marks?
Montreal.
Oh, no way.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. At the Cowboy store?
At the Cowboy store.
That guy's the coolest guy.
He is so nice.
He's so nice. Every time I go in there, I want to buy something, but I don't have the money all the time.
You should.
But like when I get there, I'm definitely going to buy probably new boots for myself.
There you go.
A little like christen, you know what I mean?
Oh, cute. You can like smash a bottle of champagne.
Yeah,
on
me and him will smash a bottle of champagne.
I love that. However, I think the other thing that is missing from my outfit is
a hat.
A hat.
I'd go brown.
You'd go brown?
Because it matches with the outfit more, yeah.
Okay. I think I should wear it today.
Yeah, wear it. You look great.
You can also wear this one if you want.
This one
I got at the thrift store in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah?
That one is from Dallas, Texas.
No way. What the heck?
Yeah. I bought it in Dallas, in
six
Texas.
6 and 7/8, so it's tinier. We'll see. A little tight on me.
A little tight.
Oh, yeah, there you go, dude.
I think it looks great. I think you look great.
It's got something going on.
It's got something going
on. Give a little Costanza, you know? Hey, howdy.
Do you want to try this one? Sure. Maybe this one's a little bit bigger. I don't know. I didn't know they had
sizes. I know. I'm 6 3/8. This one's a little
better.
More meldable.
That's
yeah.
Hell okay. Yeah. I think that I'm pro the, yeah.
Yeah? Go. You gotta wear this one, though. Because it matches your outfit.
But I have something else for you in that case.
Okay.
Because I was worried that I'd be too cowboy and you'd be no cowboy. So hold up. Let me show you. I brought...
In the purse. Oh, Bolo!
I brought you this
to
wear.
Oh, thank you so much.
There you go.
Oh, what's so lovely.
This is...
beautiful Bolo tie.
This was given to me for my birthday.
Oh, no way. By who? By Frando?
Yeah, by one of my friends. So,
what a cutie.
Pretty excited.
That
there
is
you
super.
Go.
Yeah,
oh,
I love
now
Bolo.
We're both. Okay, that's good. I think now we're both in the zone.
Yeah, now we're cowboy mode.
I think that's good. But you're pro this outfit tomorrow.
I'm very pro that outfit. Okay. That looks like a Heatley outfit.
Yeah?
Yeah, hands down.
Good. Let's go. See you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, dude.
Full cowboy.
I'm excited. I love Arkin. Arkin's got a great voice. I'm excited
he
for Calcutta Cowboy.
Voice.
And
me too.
I think Emmett Jerome's playing too. And we used to play music together. I was his drummer.
Yeah.
He was my guitar player. Yeah.
I haven't heard his stuff.
It's cool,
I didn't know
man.
Who he was. So.
Alberta raised beef. You know what I mean? He's
there
a bird
go.
Boy.
Bird boy.
Bird boy, dude.
Bird
yeah.
boy. Love that. Okay. Let's play a song.
Let's play a song.
Do you have any of your songs that you want to play, or should I start us off with one?
I have one, but if you have one in mind, I'm chill.
You go ahead.
Yeah? Let's go. We'll do one from the live record. How about do Please Spanky. Please Spanky, Love My Friend. It's a Lil B reference, who I think has been interviewed by Nardwuar, maybe here. I don't know where.
Here we go. Here is Please Spanky, Love My Friend. It is live at Green Auto.
Live at Green Auto.
And here it is.
Say, what's my name?
What's my name?
I'll spank you well. I bet she calls me, I bet she will. In another lifetime, she'll be yours. Well, we got one life, birthday, sister, your mother, mommy, your father, time, no cops. If I had a lot of money, then I have a lot of money. Wolf, dog, dog, wolf, wolf, dog, dog. Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Kyle. Tyler,
on, bitch. Why don't it fair? Why live in the sun? And put it here. Put it in the blue. And I do it damn well. Why ain't got dudes? I ever nailed. Got too fucked. I forgot my name. Say, what's my name?
What's
my whole name? Oh, Spanky Will. I bet she calls me. I bet she will. In another lifetime, she'll be yours. Once this lifetime, I'll run to scores. Say, what's my name? Oh, Spanky Will. Bet she calls me. I bet she will. In another lifetime, she'll be yours. Well, we got one life, boy. There's 60 of them. I'm here, mom. I got no cops. I have a lot of money. I have a lot of money. I'm broke.
So you have a song called song for a theme for a broken F-150.
Yeah.
If you had to buy a truck right now, is that the kind of
truck? Yeah, I go like 1980s, 1990s, Kay. F-150.
Nice.
Brown main with like kind of a cream orange tint. You know what I mean? Secondary
color.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, that's my dream car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. I would love that. But I'm not going to buy one for a while because everybody says don't buy your dream car when you're broke.
I got my driving license pretty late.
Let's go late bloomers, dude.
Let's go late bloomers. Woo! And I bought my first car in November.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to buy a Mini Cooper.
Ooh,
you know, I love
so
Mini Coopers. They're so cute. Or like a Beetle.
Oh,
and
those
I was like,
cute,
I'm going. And so I went to work one day and I was like, I'm buying this Beetle. It's like $8,000. Everyone was like, what are you doing? Don't do that. And so now I've got this like Acura.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, old. It's a good
gets
one.
You down
it's
there,
really
right?
grown on me. But it's not the like
it's
fun ride I was looking for. So
super.
I'm saving up.
I feel that I'm in the same mode. Yeah. Get like a Mitsubishi Lancer or a Honda Civic, you know, something that's not flashy but it gets her done. You
exactly.
know? Yeah.
And that's the thing. One day when I've made my millions,
I'm gonna have
50
you have different Cooper for each day, dude.
A different colored Cooper.
My Sunday Cooper, dude.
That's a good song name.
Sunday
My
Cooper?
Sunday Cooper.
It's kind of cute. Sounds a little cutie.
Cute. Yeah. You also have a song called Worms.
Very
this
true.
This is a bit of an out there question.
Yes.
How many worms
uh-huh.
do you think that you could eat
uh-huh.
in one sitting without, you know, any mistakes happening?
A decent amount.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It depends on what I was doing the day before.
Okay.
Like, if I haven't eaten at all, I actually think it would be harder.
Okay.
But if I was, like, kind of full but kind of hungry,
okay.
and I had a real meal that day, and I had water
okay.
with me,
water helps.
I think I'd hit about, without anything happening, like 70. I think you hit like 70.
No, you're joking.
Am I sober, or can I be drinking, too? Like, if I have booze, I can hit probably...
70 worms?
I think I have 70 worms. They're tiny.
They're not that tiny. Some of them are like, some of them are not tiny.
They're kind
of
tiny though.
That's crazy.
If I was drunk.
I would say like 5.
You think 5?
I can max.
Sober, I think 20. Drunk, like 70.
Wow, I'm really impressed. I feel, I'm in awe right now.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Crazy.
I treat my body terribly. Like, just so bad.
But no refined sugar for 2 days. So.
2 days, I'm really, 70 words, but no refined sugars for me, please.
You're doing great. Talk to me a little bit about your creative process. So you sit down, you're like, I'm going to write a Spank Williams song. How does it start? Where does it go? When do other people get involved?
Yeah, depends on the vibe, really. Sometimes, you know, like that one we just played, like, and I think it reads, wrote that in like 15 minutes.
Okay.
And I just always liked the melody and like the hook, it's a catchy. And then some, like, you know, you'll write the guitar part and then the words will come to you like 2 years later or something like that, you know? It really depends on it, but usually I kind of just sit down. I write with people a lot. Me and my buddies, like me and Janky, we get together a lot and like share the guitar and stuff. But usually you get that feeling, you know? Yeah. You have that feel like Tom Waits is my songwriting hero, my goat. And apparently when the portable recorders came out,
yeah,
he'd like be with his wife and a song would hit his head and he'd be like, pull over. And then he'd like go to the side of the road and be like, you know,
really?
Yeah. That's, I mean, cool. It's wild now because we got phones.
Yeah.
Right?
You got that. Yeah. Memo.
Like apparently Willie Nelson also said when he was young and he was going to the studio, he would just be going down the road being like crazy. Just like sing it over and over and over.
Phone might have died. Rip.
Rip, dude. Okay. Why don't I put it that? R.I.P., dude.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you just kind of do it. You kind of just got to do it. Some songs like are specific feelings, you know? Like if you're like going through something, like you went through a harsh loss or something.
Yeah.
Those songs I feel you can feel like, okay, something's in me. I got to get this out, you know? But then there's also songs where you're like, man, fuck, I love the Detroit Lions. I want to write a song about the Detroit Lions. Right. And then you just kind of rip that out, you know what I mean? Yeah.
What's the randomest thing you've written a song about?
I don't know, randomest. Huh. Maybe my just friends, I guess. I don't know. That's not random. I'm trying to think. Like corned beef, maybe?
That's food songs.
Yeah, I can't think of what's a random thing. We did, you know, like day drinking, but I'm like, that doesn't seem random.
That's not too random.
You know what I mean?
That's not too random.
A lot of alcohol songs, a lot of Coca-Cola songs, if you know what I mean. Classic love songs, those are the least random. Maybe a song about the Knicks. I think that's kind of random. That's my sports team. Yeah, I wrote a song about gambling on the Knicks and need to borrow $20 from your friend.
The Knicks, hypothetically, if someone listening isn't, you know, sports.
New York's basketball team.
Basketball.
We're actually good for once. We've been terrible. Yeah? We won yesterday.
Whoa.
And I texted my girlfriend and I was like, we're up 3-1.
Was she excited?
She was excited.
Okay, good. Okay.
She's like, that's
yay. Supportive. That's cute. We like that. Okay. I think the Knicks and corned beef, I would agree, are pretty random.
Yeah, dude. They're a good one, too.
And you've got, like you said, you've got a lot of collaborators and people who really come together on your music.
Yeah.
How did you find these people? You know, at your show last week, you had so many great people on stage with you. How have you, managed to pick them up?
I really like drinking, and I talk to people a lot, you know. I think I'm a pretty friendly guy, and I love on-stage antics, and I don't know, you know, I think I'm pretty passionate, and when you really love something, you find other people who love that thing, because, you know, it's kind of like when you're a kid, and someone's like, I like Pokemon, you're like, no way, I like Pokemon. It's like that to the utmost degree, you know what I mean?
That's cute.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, and you just talk forever, right?
There you go.
Because if you just like music, I always forget, like, I'll be around musicians, I'm like, we'll be talking about, like, sports or, you know, your life, and I'm like, I forget, we can talk about music. It's we true. Both love music.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's good. It's a good common ground to have with people.
Yeah, totally. It's awesome. And I like all music. I really can't think of any music I don't like.
It's good.
Maybe, like, really, if it's bigoted. It's probably, you know, the cutoff.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm big into noise.
Noise is, I definitely don't put it on a lot, but it is one of those things where live I really like it.
I've never seen it live. I've never heard it live, I guess. So that's maybe where I have my disconnect.
Yeah, everything's better live. Like I'm wearing a Cryptopsy shirt right now. And I think they're Montreal. I could be wrong, but they're like technical death metal.
Okay.
And I don't put it on a lot when I'm walking around living my life. But anytime a good tech death band comes into town, I'm going.
You're
that. It's just a feeling. And it's cute. The people in the crowd are like the sweetest people ever. Like the music's you know, and then everyone in the crowd's like, you'll get in the pit, you get knocked down, they let you up. They're like, you good, man? You're like, 100%, you know? Yeah.
I've noticed that a lot. A lot of the people I work with, they go to a lot of those shows quite a bit. And I'm always like, oh, you know, like growing up, I think there was a lot of stereotypes around like people who listen to metal
totally
weird and like angry people you know? And now I'm like, oh, these are like some of my favorite colleagues, like
dude,
we get along so well,
you
know?
So sweet.
Life's
good. some of the nicest people shout out metalheads, dude.
Shout out metalheads. There you go. I'm gonna play my favorite Spank Williams song.
Whoa. Excited to see what it is.
What if it's like your least favorite?
My least favorite?
You're like, oh, I hate this.
It's like
song.
The super experimental stuff.
Okay. Let me pull it up. I think it's also
off the live?
Is
it? Oh, you know?
I know which one. It is from the live.
Is it Trucker?
It is Trucker.
Ask Gray song, yeah.
Okay. How'd you know? How'd you guess?
Oh, I know what the vibes. I know what the hits are from going to the shows.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay, here it is. This is Trucker Speed.
Trucker Speed.
Live from Green Auto.
Originally written by Fred Eaglesmith.
Shout out,
which
Fred.
Which is important to say because he's a Canadian treasure, dude.
There you go. Love you, Fred.
Love you, Fred.
Okay, here it is.
Truck stop and a little mailbox. Thought I forgot, and then I read it once, and then I read it again. I could hardly keep from crying. Been driving around the last week or so with an empty truck. I don't have a load. I don't care to tell you the truth. Think I might be dying. And it's so trucker speed. There's a trace, Percocets and fed on me. Well, there's black beauties and West Coast turnarounds. The coast is clear, drive with my knees. Mix it all up like a recipe. Coca-Cola and coffee, wash it down. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground. Side of the road, said you're a mess when I told you didn't leave an address. And then he started right up and said, wait right there, I'll be back in a little while. Now put my head against my arms, slept on the wheel for an hour more. Then I started it up and I took off into the night. Now it's a trucker speed, Benzodrains, Percocets, and fed on me. As well as black beauties and West Coast turnarounds. When the coast is clear, drive with my knees. I mix it all up like a recipe. Coca-Cola and coffee to wash it down. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground.
Now boys, let me talk to you about this one, boys.
I centered, low throttle, when I couldn't stop. I peed in a bottle, I'm a solo soul. Made Hank Williams look like a party of five.
I've been a
beat up, broke down, loaded on a truck and driven into town. Always thought we'd be there at the end of the line. Well, I always thought we'd be there at the end of the line. Well, it's a trucker speed, Benz of dreams, Percocets and fat on these. Well, it's black beauties and West Coast turnarounds. When the coast is clear, drive with my knees. Mix it all up like a recipe. Coca-Cola and coffee to wash it down. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Adam Kyle! We'll be right back.
start, you'd be there at the end of the line. Yeah, I always thought you'd be there at the end of the line.
Thank you! Okay, we're gonna do the best sing-along one. This written by.
That was Truck of Speed live at Green Auto.
Live at Green Auto.
Okay, I have to ask.
Yes.
You had two final shows.
Yes, yes.
Which one did you feel the love most at?
That's a hard, probably the Rickshaw.
Okay.
Simply because that really was the final show. Okay. And then the other one we did because, I actually don't know if I can say it yet on, it's basically like a BC Arts Council.
Okay.
So I'm going to, give a little hint. I think people can kind of guess. So I had to be in BC for longer than
cute.
I thought.
Okay.
I'd say the Rickshaw. The Rickshaw was so magical. And also my auntie came out.
Aww,
and my mom came out and was like, yeah, you're actually good. I didn't know.
That's tough.
Thanks,
that's
Mom. Tough, yeah. No, I'm here for it, dude.
It's so funny when parents like catch on to things and they're like, oh, actually, I thought this was just like a silly little joke that you
do. Yeah, totally. You know, I'm here for
it. Actually, you're pretty good.
Yeah, totally. Because I was in so many punk bands and they're like, yeah, it's not for me. I think it sucks. So then when they're like, this is good, I'm like, okay, that means that matters a little more, you know?
How did you transition from punk to country?
To country? It was, I was always drumming.
Okay.
And I wanted to be I wanted to lead a band.
Okay.
Because my favorite thing was always I want to be a composer. So I ran a experimental jazz band first.
Oh, cool.
And called the Ministry of Human Resources. But I always wanted to write songs, but it never felt right when I was writing them. And I got really into country through friends. And I was like, I got my widow hop woken, you know, and you're like for the first time, and you're like, I'm never going to recover. And I was just drinking a lot. And I got into Hank Williams, and all his songs are about God, who I love God, drinking, I love drinking, and having a broken heart.
Goodness, the Holy Trio.
I know, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, dude. So I just started writing songs like that, you know?
I love those three things that you, really brought you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what makes country, though. Those
totally.
Are the three things that really,
It's always that, man. Yeah.
You know, if those three topics aren't touched in country music or, in a country musician's
career?
Repertoire,
yeah,
I'm not listening to
no,
that.
No, totally. You
know?
Honestly, I'd be hard-pressed to find someone in country who doesn't have at least one song about those three things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had that show at the Rickshaw. Mm. You had the show at the Hollywood.
Mm.
What do you think you're going to miss the most about the Vancouver performances that you've done? And this is not just these shows. I mean, you've been performing for years.
Yeah, for so long. I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to Montreal and I'm going to be a little afraid
because
I've been spoiled here. I have so much love and support for me, which is I just so internally grateful for it. So when we played the Hollywood last week, I genuinely had no fear.
Mm-hmm.
I had zero fear. I don't know. It's just people are always so nice to me out here and there's so much love and, you know, some people can sing along to the songs and kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
And word of mouth gone so far where it's pretty much every gig we could have a reoccurring 250, 300 people.
Yeah.
And then everyone you don't want to go to a show alone. So then there's 250 new people too. You know what I mean?
It's true.
So I'm going to miss that. And I really think Vancouver's scene right now is so full of love.
Popping.
And it's really popping.
It's really popping.
It's awesome because I think when I first started, there was a lot more poo-poo talk of each other and people were kind of rude to each other behind each other's backs.
Yeah.
And now I think everyone just kind of loves everybody, you know?
I couldn't agree more.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I agree. I think when I moved to Vancouver, the music scene was one of these really intimidating, clicky kind of places that I was so daunted.
Yeah.
And I just didn't even bother trying. You know, I would
totally.
I went to a couple shows. I was not doing that again.
Yeah, right. I felt very people wish I was not there.
Yeah,
totally, right?
Whereas now, I went to your show and I've been to so many shows over the past few months and just you know, recognizing like the same kind of people and like seeing so many people, like knowing the artists and loving the artists and just like being there with their friends. Like it's really starting,
it's so sweet.
Starting to come together. Yeah. I'm really excited about it.
It's remained this cool Vancouver thing where it's like you'll have like a bill and it'll be like devours Spank Williams piss. You know?
Yeah.
And like the Venn diagram of music there does not overlap a lot. But like it rips. Everyone gets down to all three
it's
bands.
True.
You know, it's like
true.
It's so cool.
We were talking about Grey Lab earlier. I went to and we were talking about Arkin.
Arkin.
I went to one of his shows a little while ago. Mm-hmm. And I showed up and I was like, the first girl was like, singer songwriter. I was like, this is so cute. Like,
yeah.
Love this. Like, you know, you're swaying. Arkin comes up. You're like tapping your feet. You're
yeah.
Kinda, like, you know, I don't know what this move is called, but you're moving around.
Yeah, you're
around
doing
a bit
that
more.
One, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And then suddenly this like punk band comes on. And I was like, whoa, this is, I wasn't expecting
huge
this,
vibe
you
change,
know?
Right? Yeah.
And it was like, huge vibe change. And then this band called Flat Earth came on.
Yeah, dude, Flat Earth, dude.
Flat
Earth rips, dude.
Love
Flat.
Lab. I don't want to brag. I got that set list. So,
huge.
Give me like 20 years. I'm
20 years,
gonna,
dude. Flat,
so,
dude.
Yeah, so flat.
We will be vindicated.
But yeah, I do really like that. It's such a mix, but everyone really loves everything.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, that's really well. One of the nice things about the phones.
Yeah.
You like, yeah,
true.
You listen to like all of Mariah Carey and then go bump Bach.
It's true.
You know, it's wild. Shout out Mariah, my diva,
shout
dude.
Shout out Bach, my diva.
Double diva.
Who is that diva?
Full diva Bach. Bill. Yo, Johann Sebastian. You had like 30 kids or something. Busy man.
So true. I wanted to go back to Worms.
Worms.
This is really important.
Uh-huh.
This is a really important question.
Uh-huh.
There was a moment on stage where you looked a bit different.
Heck
and,
yeah.
And, you know, I was like, oh, is that still him?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was. I mean, you were saying, like, it's still me. I'm mm-hmm. spanking.
Oh, the guy
yeah,
doing
yeah.
the worm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was you, you know.
No,
but,
it wasn't me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was me?
It
was me.
You.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, whoever it was was saying, I'm Spank Williams,
yeah,
you know?
It's gotta
and then
be
suddenly
me.
There were two of you.
Yes.
And we found out the truth. It was Passion Mango.
Yeah, yeah. Big dog,
I think you should sue for identity theft.
Yeah.
First of all. But my question was, if you could have any musician in the world come and do the worm
uh-huh.
halfway through your show,
yeah.
pretending to be you,
uh-huh.
but they can look like, I mean,
you
guys
like
have some similarities.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah, yeah.
They could look like anyone.
Uh-huh.
Who would you want to do the worm at your show?
Well, you know, I want to give another shout out to Passion Mango because, I mean, he crushed it.
He did crush
it. Crushed
Great
it.
Worm.
Great worm.
I was so excited to see it live.
I know, dude. Yeah, yeah, he can rip the worm, dude.
I'd heard about the worm. He
and,
had told me about the worm. And
yeah.
I was like, oh my God,
he was
I'm
so
getting
fun.
To witness this.
Yeah, he loves it. It would be a really good one, like someone who, like Tom Jones,
okay.
What's New Pussycat, maybe
uh-huh.
get him, dude.
That'd be pretty funny.
Maybe get someone like rando, like Shaq was a rapper, she's 7'3", so that counts.
That'd be crazy.
So Shaq doing the worm,
would, like,
dude.
The whole stage would tremble.
Every tremble. I'd be like, okay, go for crowd surf, Shaq. Like crushed children.
Wow.
You know what? If I could only get one, I would get the guy who wrote the lyrics to Worms.
Okay.
Who's his man, Sebastian Murphy.
Okay.
Who's a very big man. He's the lead singer for Viagra Boys.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd probably get him because he's a big old belly.
Okay.
He's like, he's got an insane build.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Viagra Boys?
Don't think I have.
He comes out with like shades on, a wife pleaser, like a wife beater.
Yeah.
And Adidas track pants, and he's got two Modelos, and he just downs one of the Modelos and instantly takes off his wife pleaser.
Classic.
This is, if you ever can, they're coming. They're actually playing here on September 11th.
Are they actually?
Okay. No joke.
I'll try to put that in my calendar.
Yeah. Must see live band right
must
now.
Must see.
Viagra
okay.
Boys.
I will. I'll really, really take that into consideration.
They're
I
great.
Love recommendations.
Yeah.
So
heck yeah.
Please. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Heck yeah.
Do you have a song that you want to play?
Yeah, how about we do a Viagra Boys?
There you go.
They're my favorite band. Do ADD by Viagra Boys. I have the ADD. I think most people do of this generation. Everyone says it's due to SpongeBob.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I don't know if that's
really?
True. Yeah, that's what a lot of people say, though.
That's so funny.
I can kind of see it.
I can kind of see it.
Right?
I've never heard that before, but I now that you've said it,
right?
I'm like putting the pieces together.
It's probably more because of the phone.
I think it's more
but maybe SpongeBob was the catalyst.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
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 Hmm. Shout out some SpongeBob.
Shout out the Bob, dude. Bob LaPunge, dude.
Bob LaPunge. Okay, here is ADD by the Viagra Boys.
Woo!
ADD by the Viagra Boys.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out the Viagra Boys.
Shout out the Viagra Boys.
Great band.
Great band. That was good. That was
that a good song?
I've never heard it.
I like that punk dance. I really want to do some like punk dance music. Yeah. Okay. I think it's cool.
Maybe that will happen.
I think it's going to happen. They got a good dance scene there. Kate Trinata's from there, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Canadian legend.
I used to say Kate Trinata. And then someone Canada. Made fun of me, and I was like, oh.
No, I love butchering names. It's so much fun, dude. Yeah.
I just like, refuse to say anyone's name.
Dude, do you like that artist?
They're yeah, like, who? You know.
You're like, you know. K-Man.
Yeah, K-Dog.
K-Dog.
You know who I'm talking about.
Big Stink, dude. Yeah.
So, Montreal, what are your, like, you're heading over there.
Yeah.
You've got this, like, kind of semi-band
that's
waiting for you, which is really cool.
Bunch of handsome boys.
Bunch of handsome boys. What's your goal in Montreal?
goal is to find, well, the market's bigger there. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to do, I'm planning on playing Toronto once a month while I'm there.
Clever.
So playing Toronto a lot, playing Montreal a lot, just gig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning how to do recordings at a higher level, but I'm very, very, very confident with our live show.
Okay.
I really don't think that, I think very few people put on as good of a live show as us.
I agree.
Viagra Boys definitely is one of my other favorites, and I've definitely seen some people, but like, you know, just because we're so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, I know we're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, at 16, I wanted to be like depressing, you know, like Lou Reed kind of stuff. But you got to know what you are, and I'm fun. I like having fun.
Yeah.
So I want to go put on good shows, play a lot, have a good time, get a fan base, record, and travel. Hopefully, you know, go to Toronto a lot, travel Canada. I want to see if I can do this for a living because I think I'm quite good at it and I'm not good at a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's good. You found your niche.
Definitely,
that's what you gotta do,
and it's been nice. Like, I've been doing it for a living and I've been doing a lot of solo shows, and it's like, it's you know, I'm not living well off, but I'm making more than when I worked at a grocery store.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
So, smoke them if you got them, right?
Exactly. And I think, I mean, look, I went to one of your shows like a few years ago.
Early.
My friend Chris and I, we both kind of have this mindset of like, oh, we'll go to anything, you know.
Love that. That's
how
that's
we
awesome.
Discovered like Flat Earth and stuff.
That's
we
so
were like,
great.
Oh, let's just go check it out.
I love that.
And this was like a few years ago, and like we just showed up, and it was you, and like I don't even remember, and it was just such a like random fun little show,
totally,
you know.
Totally. Yeah.
And even like trying to think back, I ran into a couple guys after your show, and they were like, "What's your like Spank Williams memory, your like story?" And I was like, "Oh, like it's so long ago that I like struggled to remember." But I do remember like having seen how much more confident and how like you really owned that stage. And like you said, it's so fun, and people have such a good time, and people like want to be there.
Totally,
know?
Yeah.
Like, even like my friend who I dragged along with me
was
having the time of his life, and he like didn't, you know, hadn't heard of Spank Williams, you know.
I so love that.
You know, it's one of those things where it kind of it spreads.
Totally,
you know?
And I feel like I make such a clown out of myself in that non-derogatory
but in a
clown.
Good way.
Yeah, where it's
in
like
such a good way.
You know, I like I'm really on stage. I'm very much so myself. Like sometimes I need to reel it back. In fact, and I feel like. When the artist is like not trying to be like, yeah, I'm so cool.
Yeah.
It makes everyone else kind of pull their dukes down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome though. I love that. The people are literally so nice to me in Vancouver is actually wild.
Yeah.
Like I went out one day because I usually work weekends.
Uh-huh.
I went out one weekend and I like just all my drinks were being bought for me.
Aww,
I need to get picked up. I was so hammered by the end of the night and I was like, oh my God, I feel so pretty. I'm so pretty.
You love me.
Yeah.
That's cute. I love that for you.
It's so cute.
I really, really like that. No, and I think that's really great because I love going to a show where the musician isn't trying to either be someone they're not and is also really like connected with the audience. Like you just like come off stage, you're like walking around, like you really get in there with your fans, and I love that. Do you have like show plans set up for when you get there?
Yeah, we got one at I think Cafe Le do you know the name?
I might not
know. It's French, so I'm bad at it. Oh, no, Bar La Ritz.
Bar La Ritz.
We're playing Bar La Ritz, I think June 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you're
so
getting straight into
it. Straight into it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Just hit the ground running, really smoke it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm determined, man. I'm going to really, really, really try music till I'm 30.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to continue to make music after then. But then if I've impregnated someone and have a child, I'll probably be a plumber. You know, I got a couple of ins as a plumber. Is that okay to say on the radio? That's fine, right?
That's fine.
Yeah, so I don't know why I brought that up.
It's been said, you know.
Yeah, it's fat. Yeah, it's been said, dude. Roll it back. Yeah, that's the plan.
Really, plumber, okay.
Plumber, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
There you go, yeah. And it's all about trying new things.
Totally.
And getting better. Okay, I'm excited to hear Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa,
dude.
I lived
Hamilton,
in Ottawa for
dude.
A couple of years.
And Ottawa. Heck yeah. You live there?
I lived there.
Let's go Senators,
years.
Dude.
Let's go Senators. I actually know what sport that is.
Hey!
Okay. What about, are you thinking like Maritimes at all?
Oh, I'd love to.
I think they'd love you.
I think
the
so
Maritimes.
Too. The highest compliment I've ever got. My buddy just said, you're going to kill it on the radio.
Aww,
yeah,
you're killing it.
He's being so sweet.
You're doing so good.
So the highest compliment I ever got was someone thought I was from New Orleans and someone thought I was from the Maritimes.
Really?
Yeah, the Maritimes
is
awesome.
Pretty good, yeah. I could see the Maritimes for you.
Yeah.
I could see you really thriving in the Maritimes.
I'd love to, man. I think they're cool over there. It's like real cool Canadian culture. You know what I mean?
What about the U.S., the EU?
Way down. The EU is like... The AF, dude?
Africa.
You hit up Africa, dude? Full Namibia set.
Let's go. Represent.
Definitely would love to hit the U.S. I need to figure out the legality behind it. I think I need a working visa. But, of course, that's the whole goal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're the big market, so not to get too, boom, technical on it, but yeah. And, I mean, people told me there, too. They're like, you got to go down to Nashville and all that, you know?
Yeah, true.
So I will do any opportunity, man.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'll just really trying out here. I think we're good at what we do.
I agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Heck yeah.
Song.
Let's do a local. Let's do a Janky Bung Gang. Let's do Down to Be Loved, Janky Bung Gang.
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, this beautiful boy, Filipino fun boy, Janky Bung Gang.
Here he is with Down to Be Loved.
Down to Be Loved. Love you, Janky.
Sad songs for just one night. Don't know your name, gal, we'll be alright. Because I spied you staring at me through the crowd. And I know you wanna know what this man's about. I love feeling down.
Down to Be Loved by Janky Bungang.
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 Yeah.
There you go.
Hard
that was a good song. I like that.
Isn't that a good song? Yeah.
That was fun.
Jank riffs, man.
Time.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends.
If you like classic country, you're going to like Jank. Yeah.
True. I'm discovering so much country in Vancouver.
It's killer.
I wouldn't have expected it. You
yeah,
know?
Me neither.
But kind of like in the last year, I've been hearing more and more bands really connecting to country.
It's so sweet.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love country.
I feel like it's kind of the punk rock for us almost, because I don't know about you, but my parents put on pretty much everything except country growing up.
Oh, my mom was big on country.
Yeah?
Big on
country. Do you know who her favorites are? Marty Robbins?
Yeah.
Yeah. El Paso?
El Paso. Yeah. That's it. I always have to be like, oh my goodness, what is it that I have to sing it until he says El Paso?
Yeah.
I know what song.
Yeah.
It's tough. Do you think you'd come back to Vancouver?
Yeah. We're going to see. You know, hopefully I can get some sort of thing where I can get paid to tour.
Yeah.
And then I come here and here's my home base. Nice. Because I love it here.
Yeah.
I love that we have four seasons.
Yeah.
I love that there's so much music, you know, and just I love going up Commercial Drive. I like that you can drink at parks.
There you go.
And I mean, I have so many friends here and so many ties. So 100%.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm going to be 100% gone for a year because I'm stubborn and someone said you won't last a year. So now I need to be like, well.
Don't listen to that.
Yeah. Ups to you, bud.
I believe it.
Thank you.
I think you can make it. Many years.
I know my pop's being real cute. He's like, oh, I hope you come back. I'm like, I'm coming back. Yeah.
That's so sweet. He's going to miss you.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Shout out Reed.
There you go. No, I love Montreal, and I think the music scene in Montreal is so great, too. So I think you'll fit right in.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah,
very, very excited.
Do you have any favorite or the opposite, like not worst, but maybe like weirdest show memories?
Yeah. Favorite would just be the rickshaw, probably fully.
Nice.
And also, I've been doing this solo set, which I was very nervous. And the first time I did it, it had such a positive response.
Yeah.
So that's got to be another favorite.
Okay.
Worst was one time we were playing the Heatley.
Okay.
And this guy broke the door glass with his fist. Yeah, that was probably the weirdest.
Like someone like at the show?
Just like this, this guy was pacing around. He's obviously like pretty high on some bad drugs. And it's a very sad story, honestly. He was stalking a woman who was going to the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then like she doesn't know he's there, right? And she's just watching the show and he gets all angry because she's having fun because he's got obviously something terrible.
Something.
And he breaks the glass window or glass door.
Yeah, that definitely would be a no bueno
that
show
was,
memory.
I was like, oh my God, this is. That was a rough one.
Fair enough.
Trying to think of other. Oh, we have one I thought was really good where we were opening up for this touring artist from Nashville, and this guy heckled us and he said, "Play a normal song."
That is really.
And I loved that. I thought that was really funny.
I love that. That's pretty good.
I know, right? That's like a compliment and a heckle.
That is such a compliment. I think that's great.
Yeah,
I would have loved that. Yeah. You should write a song called Normal Song.
Normal Song, it's just noise.
Yes.
Just noise and like, bong, nigga, wang, and dang, and dang, diggy, diggy, bong. People love that, dude.
Like scatting.
Yeah, full scat, noise there scat, dude. Yeah, that's a good goal.
That would be a tough one. Do you have a favorite part of your music? Do you have like a favorite lyric or a favorite guitar riff?
Yeah.
Solo.
Yeah, we got this song I wrote because like we are very much so we're a party band, we're a fun band, but there's this tune I wrote and I actually find it easier to do my ballads on the solo set because people kind of listen more. I completely understand it. I take no offense if people talk over our music, because especially if you come to the full band, like everybody's drinking and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to be with your buddy. Hey, you see the game, you know?
Yeah.
But I got this song which will come out eventually called If You Want Me To.
Okay.
And I really like the lyrics on that song. Yeah.
It's more ballad?
Yeah, it's a ballad.
Okay.
I just think it's very from the heart.
Okay.
It's the tune that I've seen the most people cry to.
Ooh.
And I made like one of my favorite songwriters. I played it to him and it made him tear up.
That's good.
And he's like he's a tough guy, you know what I mean? So I'd say that one.
Okay.
And then the hook for Please Spanky Love My Friend, that, and then, just because it makes people so happy.
Yeah.
And probably, those things, I think, yeah.
My friend who I took to the show.
Yeah.
That's all he says to me now. Like, since the whole week.
Yeah.
Like, he'll text me. He'll be like, how's it going?
Dude, I know. I walk right into it all the time. Like, I'll be like hungover going to work. Like, how's it going? Like, oh, you know. I'm like, how do I always, every time? Like.
I think that's good, though. It's catchy. People love it.
It is catchy. I didn't realize it was a Canadian saying for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and then you go out to, just anywhere in BC that's not
interior,
Vancouver, Victoria, interior BC. And they'll be like, hey, what are you up to today? And you'll be like, oh, you know, how's your day going? Oh, you know.
It's like, how did you know How do you know my song? Okay. Do you have a closing song?
Yeah, how about we'll do the newest one, the Broken F-150.
Okay.
Probably good to hype that one up.
And do you have any closing statements?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Ashley because she's really sweet and lovely and helps take care of me. I want to give a shout out to Isaiah Chris too because he saved my life a couple times. And then great local bands, Emma Goldman Band, Piss, Janky Bung Gang, Devours. Hell yeah.
There you go. Love.
And everybody should start a band and make music.
Completely agree.
Main philosophy. Go play shows.
Let's go play shows.
Go play shows.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely having
you. Have a great day.
You too. Here it is, Theme for a Broken F-150 by Spank Williams.
Woo!
Well, I tried to shut my mouth but the wrong words came on out, now it's clear bottles and Dexedrines. Try to think of something else. Well, I feel bad and I look like shit, got a busted hand and a broken wrist. Throw another hissy fit, tell your dudes that you've been through it. Well, I might just go and buy a shitty broken bus down F-150 and go out dancing with a case of Lucky and drink to remember and never forget. Now it's slow down tunes, bet 365, cheap golden teeth, what a lovely smile, frozen food that cooks just right. Welcome me into the night. Well, I feel bad and I look like shit. Oh, my bad. Well, I already said it. Well, that's enough. Paper clips, my dear. Well, I might just go and buy a shitty broken bus down F-150 and go and dance it with a case of a lucky and drink to remember and never forget. I might just go and